Nearly 20 years after the collapse of the Soviet Union, large numbers of Russians are heading back to their former Cold War ally, Cuba. But now they're going as tourists. For many of these tourists, the island offers a nostalgic glimpse into their own past. The BBC's Michael Voss reports from Havana.
Cuba may be famous for all the vintage American cars still on the roads, but they're outnumbered by rusty Soviet-built larders. For more than three decades, Moscow helped keep Fidel Castro's revolution alive, subsidizing this communist-run island on America's doorstep. At one point, there were 20,000 Soviets stationed here, men like construction engineer Yevgeny Glotov. Now he's back for the first time, on vacation with his grandson.
I wanted to bring my grandson because I have so many happy memories from my time here. And Cuba still sustains the socialist line. There are new buildings, but otherwise it hasn't changed. I have deep feelings for it.
Loretta Aldama is Yevgeny's Cuban tour guide. In the 1970s, she went to study in the Soviet Union on a scholarship. But it's only in the past couple of years that Aldama's been able to use her Russian skills again, thanks to the new surge of Russian tourists.
They are very happy when they see their cars, Russian cars, still running in our streets. The first question when they come to Cuba is, how is Fidel Castro? Because we love Fidel Castro.
Viva Fidel!
Viva! Viva Raúl! Viva!
Fidel Castro has rarely been seen in public since undergoing major surgery almost 4 years ago, but the system he created remains more or less intact.
Buenos días!
Buenos días!
Every morning, schoolchildren line up to chant, "We are the pioneers of communism. We will be like Che." They wear red and white pioneer uniforms with distinctive red scarves, just as children did back in the former Soviet Union. For tourist Mariana Rezova, these school uniforms are a nostalgic reminder of her own childhood.
I used
to be a pioneer and wear the exact same uniform. My daughter has never seen one. There are no pioneers anymore. I have many friends in Moscow who were based in Cuba in the 1980s, and they all recommended that I should come here. I'm really glad we did.
It's not all nostalgia. There's plenty of time to relax on the island's beaches. 2.5 million tourists come here each year, mainly Canadians and Europeans. The number of Russians remains small but growing fast. 30,000 last year, 45,000 predicted this year. But one group still isn't visiting in great numbers, Americans. Before the Cuban Revolution, this was America's tropical playground. But the US travel ban remains in effect, one of the last vestiges of the Cold War. For the World, I'm Michael Voss in Havana.